As we move into our time of prayer, we have quite a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared with us in the course of the week. We've got a lot of birthdays coming up. Debbie Crail celebrated a birthday this past week, as did Donna Walter and Jess Carson and Eric Kinsey. So we celebrate Debbie and Donna and Jess and Eric, and we give thanks for their life among us. Jen and Darren Moyer celebrated an anniversary this past week, so we celebrate with Jen and Darren and their family. And a few concerns to lift up. We keep in our prayers the family of Betty Cramper, mother of Bonnie Weber, who passed away last week at the age of 91. We surround their family with prayers as they remember and celebrate her life. We keep Jean McKinstry Rogers in our prayers as she spends some time at Grandview Hospital, prayers of healing for her, and prayers of healing also for Grace Moyer as she recovers from a fall and deals with some health concerns. I invite you now to bring to mind joys and concerns that are on your heart as we bring them before God in prayer. God, in the midst of the busyness of this season, you know what weighs heavy on our hearts and minds. You know all the things we wish to lay before you. You know all the things for which we pray. In your hands, O God, you hold the gift of hope, the spirit that keeps us going, keeps us believing, keeps us faithfully seeking your inexhaustible care and unending grace. God, we pray for ourselves and for those closest to us. All the hopes and hurts, the brightness and fear that fills our waking and our sleeping hours. Be with us all. Make us aware of your presence and guide us in all we say and do, that we might experience each day, each joy and each concern with the strength of faith. God of hope, we pray for the world around us, for people whose names we do not know, yet whose hurt fills the news. We can change the channel or turn a page, but there are those who endure long days of famine and thirst, illness and insecurity, war and feud, corruption and despair. Solutions may not be easy for all the troubles of this nation and this world, but God, in each hurting place, send your spirit of hope. God, we pray for the church, for this family of hopeful people, persistent in faithfulness and graciousness. As the world darkens and the days grow short, O God, may our light, Christ's light within us, shine with a steady flame, bringing light, bringing healing, and bringing hope. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ. Amen.
Friends, I challenge you and invite you to go forth into the world with hope, in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, may God's light surround you, may God's love enfold you, may God's power protect you, and may God's peace sustain you. Now and always. Amen.